Hello, ladies and germs. T-shirt tall Tommy here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. You are lucky to have met me today. There's this thing called the internet. I know, it was new to me too. You can buy things off this thing called the internet. One place that I found the best place to buy is the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. Look, deals on top of deals on top of deals on top of deals. They've got deals toppling deals. They can barely keep up with how fast the swag store sells out. If I were you, and I'm glad you are, shop the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store today. What are you waiting for? A seam down the middle of a political divide? Get over to fatguyradioshow.com/store right now. You won't believe how much power you get from supporting by shopping. The Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. Designed so hot you'll need a pot holder. I think they have those too.
Skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
What a difference a day made.
What a difference a day
24
can make.
Little hours.
Just 24 little hours.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It's a tough one, boys. Ladies and germs, this is a tough one. Oh man. I just remember this song from Scrubs, the TV show Scrubs. Where the episode where Dr. Kelso is in a good mood for his one day a year. He's in a good mood one day a year. And then that's when he gives everybody anything they want in the hospital. Then the next day, he's back to his old attitude being mean. And they play this track under him walking back into the hospital on What a Difference a Day Makes. And I feel that this song is pertinent for today. AK47 chiming in off of Facebook. Good evening, fellas. Good evening, AK47.
Hey, what's up?
It's one of those days.
There's a rainbow before me.
You know, it just seems like there's just a, I don't know, a dark looming cloud or something or other. I don't know what the hell it is, but yeah, gotta push through though. So enough of that. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We're down one.
Yep.
DA, and I don't know how to address this, but we've been here before, and it's
we gonna keep on being here.
We are. And
we like baby kids.
I kind of like to consider us apartment roaches.
I was gonna say that too, but then people don't like roaches, but baby kids, we don't die, we multiply.
That's very true. Can you give yourself a little bit more high on your end? I know you're getting your equipment back resettled from your trip, but while you do that, our boy DA, we love him.
I figured it out. They have my low all the way up.
Oh yeah, because you would sound like you had the Barry White going on. I was wondering why I was feeling it move.
Is that a little bit better?
That is a lot better. That is okay. an absolute lot better. So our boy DA is not with us, and unfortunately, has taken a sabbatical.
Yep.
From the show, to handle some personal issues. Now look, I know I'm not kicking the show off with the funny, and it's not funny because every member of the show right now has got a little heavy heart, and you out there that are streaming the show and listening to the show, you've experienced times in your life like this too. We're gonna funny it up because I had a burger, and I want to tell you all about it.
Of course, I
almost lost a finger building my diorama, and I actually brought some show and tell. So we're gonna get to the funny waka waka, but I got to get this out first because it's the proverbial elephant in the room.
So it's the proverbial Corey in the room.
It's a proverbial me in the room, except it's really me in the room.
I mean, we couldn't get you out the room like Gilbert Grape's mama.
No, you had to burn the whole house down. So DA has taken a sabbatical from the show. all of you diehard fans out there that follow him on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, give him some space. I will say that. He's not gone. He's still part of the show. We miss him dearly. But one thing that I've always said, and DT, you can attest to this since the beginning of the show, is that this show is a labor of love for all of us. None of us are drawing a paycheck on this. So we're not going to force this show
on
anyone or in the front of your life.
Personal, yeah.
You know, your personal space. We move the show taping days sometimes to allow for other things in our life to take place. We let people take breaks when they need to take breaks. And this is just another one of those situations. And it's a tough situation because DA is such a, he just infected himself into Fat Guy Radio Show. And we're going to miss that for a moment, you know?
Yeah.
And besides all that, to take down the fourth wall a little bit, we crack jokes, we bust each other's balls on this show, but when these mics are off, we're all friends. We're all boys. We're family.
Yeah.
And when one of us is experiencing anything, it affects all of us, and we all carry that weight. And so it's just a trying time for us, but we're going to give you the best show that we possibly can. And then that's DA, and then DT has got his own situation going on in his world. And my God in heaven, I mean, jeez. And then little D, if you follow him on Facebook, he had an 18-minute video of what he's going through in his life. And it just seems like when it, that old cliche that my grandmother used to say, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
And it just seems like we're all, everybody surrounding, connected to the show is kind of like in a bit of a malaise right now. And it's hard. And we're human. We want to make you laugh. We want to make you waka waka, but we're human at the end of the day. Yeah. And sometimes it's difficult to do the waka waka, but that's what makes this show so relatable to everyone that listens, is that, you know, we're no different just because we have a microphone and a camera in front of us. And some of us are extremely, extremely fat.
True.
We're no different than you. So when we do, we bring it to our fatnatics, you know, we vent it. We talk about it and we keep you up to date on what's going on. And there it is. Me, as far as I go, I'm just fat and building dioramas. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what
no,
I mean?
No one likes diarrhea anyway.
No one likes diarrhea, you know. I mean, I got some things going on, but this not is myself. I put myself away personally when my boys are going through things, you know what I mean? So I don't focus on me when it comes to what my boys are going through. And everyone can relate to that. Everyone can relate. It's been tough for everyone. And we just try to give you something on this show to give you an escape from all of that.
Yeah.
You know, and today is just a challenge to us to do that. But nevertheless, we persevere. We will move forward. We've got some great plans. I will give public, I'm going to give public praise and a public punch.
Okay.
To you, DT.
All right.
The praise part is that over the years, when we've experienced adjustments to the show, you've always been that that vital support that lifts, that brings me back from the cliff. You know, you've always been that. One of the biggest things is right over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've always been that. Now the punch is that it took you 2 days to get to me.
It did. It did.
I mean, I was in it for 2 days, and it took DT 2 days to get to me. And the type of person that I am, and I know a lot of people out there are like this, your mind just starts running. Your mind just starts every worst case scenario. I immediately become the fatalistic optimist. I become my kid.
Yeah.
You know, what could possibly go wrong? Well, I'm going to imagine the worst possible scenario. I'm like, is it time to queue up Journey?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But DT comes in and injects, you know, injects me into reality and injects a little bit of that hope button back on. It just took him 2 days to get there.
Yeah. And
rightfully so.
Yeah, because I really wasn't ready to even think about life.
I don't think no one around me is right now. No one around. I mean, good Lord. When I say gray cloud, I'm really thinking like this is one of those thunderstorms that have been brewing over the Bermuda Triangle for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
It's finally made landfall. I mean, good. I could name off the pain and discomfort and struggle that is orbiting around me, and that's not a fat joke. Just orbiting, is that the right word? Orbiting. Yeah, orbiting around me right now.
No, orbiting.
Orbit gum is.
Well, that's the word. It's the same word. Orbit.
So orbiting gum around
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And my gravitational. It's my fat gravitational pull.
Well, they say misery loves company.
I don't.
And the fact is, you are fat and miserable all the time. So, by association, you have brought us. We've been trying to waka waka you out of this misery, and you've been bringing us slowly but surely down with you because you are a dumpster fire.
So it's my fault.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Blame Corey.
You know what? If it's going to make any of you feel better to blame me, blame me. That's the reason why I believe God made me fat. I got fat shoulders. I could bear the weight. Bring it.
See, Bring he it. Made you fat with thin skin because he knew that the blubber will stop it from getting to your heart.
You missed last week's show. I announced that I went to my doctor, and my doctor said I was down some pounds.
I have been telling you that for a while, though.
No, I found them at Burger King. I went and celebrated it.
Of course.
And I found the pounds that
you said,
I lost.
How much do I need to eat to gain back 30 pounds?
I'm like, I don't like losing things, doctor. I'm going to go find this weight you said I lost. Screw you, doctor. You trying to mess up my brand? What are you doing to me here?
Right. Schmedium Guy Radio Show.
I'm like, that doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
That doesn't make people get mad at you.
Ooh, we can call this FFGRS.
Wait a minute. What is FFGRS?
Former Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America, you wanna laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy Cast? We got Corey, he's bougie AF. And we got DT, he never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Radio show. Radio show. Radio show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast. Oh,
Fat Guy.
Boom. Let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries. With more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnetics.
Yeah!
Oh! This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And I am your host, Corey Blaze. Forgot to turn the cameras back on. I apologize for that. Just looked up. Looking at a lot right now. I apologize for that. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by your support of the Swag Merch Store, now prominently featuring the Pride shirt. As you all know, June is LGBTQ Pride Month, so show your pride in Pride Month or display your pride with our pride design. Available now in t-shirt, tank top, and sticker. Visit our swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store or click the special banner on our website. Guaranteed satisfaction, the Swag Merch Store, open 24/7, 365 at fatguyradioshow.com/store. And we thank you. Thank you very much.
Honey, I got a question for you.
I was like, was that your Japanese
voice? That was my moon impersonation.
Well, before that, the thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Oh.
I'm just joking.
I was about
to. It was pretty good in an offensive kind of way.
It's very offensive.
It was like Breakfast at Tiffany.
That's why I did it, because it was offensive.
Of course. Because if you're not offending, you're not living.
There's so much true to that. All right. Well, look, can I nerd? I want to nerd out. Okay. Can I nerd out, or do you want me to talk about the burger?
When you talk about food, you nerd out pretty
that's
big
true.
Too. But
and I get turned on as well.
I kind of want to hear you nerd out.
Okay, so I'm gonna nerd out about the food, because the food has something to do with you, and you missed out. You missed out.
Okay.
Arby's announces they have a new burger. Their first ever burger.
I know, because they're all sandwiches.
They're all sandwiches there. And Arby's slogan is,
we got the meats.
Well, I had this burger, this Wagyu burger that just released in Arby's. I wanted to get it the day I saw the commercial, because there's like two Arby's near my home. I wanted to go, because what else do I have to do other than be a shoulder to cry on? Eat. So I wanted to go and try this Wagyu beef burger from Arby's. When they announced that they released the crinkle cut fries, Corey was there. When they announced the new Hedro, Corey was there.
Yep.
When they announced that they were open, Corey was there. So yes. When they released this new Wagyu beef, now I don't really know what Wagyu beef is. I think it's like beef from a cow that don't get to move around a lot. I don't know.
Well, something like that. it has a higher marbleization.
More fat.
Between fat, and because the cows, they don't really move. I think they actually cut their tendons, so they can't move.
Oh, man, I had my tendon cut one time.
I'm just playing. I don't know if they cut their tendons or not, but I do know that the cows are very limited in their movement.
Isn't that how they get veal?
But veal is baby lamb. Baby cow.
So they don't let the baby cows move, but Wagyu beef is from the adult cows that don't get to move around. Okay, so this is Arby's new Wagyu beef burger. And I was like, okay, Arby's got a new burger. It looked pretty darn good in the commercial. And so what I decided to do was that I sent a text message to all the boys, DA and DT. I said, reach out to me. Something. DT, you didn't reach back. What I was going to do is I was going to Zelle all y'all some ducats so that we could all go and try the Arby's.
When did you send this? Was this the same day?
No, this was the first day. This was the day before our world exploded.
Okay, I wasn't even in town at that time.
Yeah, I know. I figured that. And I text DA and I asked him and he was like, I don't have an Arby's anywhere near me. And I'm like, okay, you're out. So my plan was to Zelle everybody some ducats to go and get this burger because I knew this burger was going to be expensive. The combo, $10.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Okay. Well, once I tell you what I got, that's pretty damn bad.
Well, I mean, if the combo for just the Wagyu burger, and that's just the standard small size combo? Or is that large?
That's a small. That's a
okay. Regular. That's not bad. I mean, it is a little pricey because it's fast food, but Wagyu beef is some of the, it's pretty.
It's a premium cut. It's a premium grinded beef.
It can get pretty pricey.
So here's the thing. Are you familiar with the size of, I don't know why I asked you if you're familiar. Of course you're familiar. The size of the Big Mac at Burger King.
Well, seeing as Burger King doesn't have a Big Mac, I will have to say no. I am, however, familiar with the size of the Big Mac at McDonald's and the Whopper at the King. Just saying. And then for kicks and giggles, I also do know of a certain Jack that can be on the jumbo size.
I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I said oh, duh.
I do happen to know of some big stars that you can get at Junior Carl's. But I've never gotten a Big Mac from Burger King.
So the answer to my question is no.
No.
Are you familiar with the Big Mac at McDonald's?
Yes, very, very familiar with that.
All right. So the size of the Big Mac at McDonald's, the new Wagyu beef burger at Arby's.
Yeah.
Same size.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't happy about that.
That's kind of...
Because I don't want to pay $6 for a Big Mac sized burger, and a Big Mac at least has two patties. This has one thick patty. But that thing was so freaking small, dude, when I ripped it out of the bag.
So you're talking about circle-wise.
Circle-wise. Circumference of it is small. I looked at that burger.
Well, that's the size of the regular burgers, though.
Okay, but
if it's a thick patty, you're getting more meat. Like, what you should have done, and I know you have one, is you should have came home and weighed the burger.
I should have did that.
Because then we would know roughly... How, like, because you know, the double quarter pounder is a
right
is half a pound,
right?
Because it's two quarter pounders.
I did not weigh it, I had gotten it when I was on my way home last night.
Which also I call BS because those patties for the double quarter pounder are the same patties for the Big Mac. So you're telling me a Big Mac is a double quarter pounder?
I know. I mean, dude, when it comes to weight, I mean, it's the whole argument that the Subway foot long is not really a foot long. You know, it's the whole thing. And things are getting smaller. Me and DA discussed this last week. Things are getting smaller as they get more expensive. Here's my argument.
Getting bigger.
I am getting bigger. Here's what my argument is. A Big Mac is not $6 in its size. This Wagyu beef burger was $6 just by itself. And when I took it out of the bag, DT, the first thing that popped into my mind, honestly, was Arby's does not have the meats. Because this should have been a bigger burger for a dollar less. I could have went and got the Big Carl from Carl's Jr.
Okay, but the thing is, Corey, because of the cut of the meat. Because of the cut of the meat, that where the price comes in. Because the thing is lobster tails should not cost as much as they do, but you get one lobster tail and you're paying like $20 for one lobster tail.
You're
like, oh, because it's in or out of season, and if it's in season, it's even more expensive than when it's out of season.
Okay,
how does that even work?
This is what I'm gonna do. I think your song that you're singing right now, you little burger bird, Your song that you're singing, you little burger bird, it's going to change. I'm going to, during the break, I'm going to zell you over some ducats so you can go get this thing from Barbie's, Arby's. Okay. You are not going to be happy. I guarantee you're not going to be happy.
Okay. I will, what I will do.
And we will review it on next week's show.
Okay.
And that will give me an excuse to go get it again.
Perfect. And then also what I'll do is, because if you're sending me stuff over the break, I'm going to go get this stuff. Well, not tonight because it'll probably be closed, but tomorrow. And then I am going to record a special video.
No, you just try to get your TikTok views up. You just try to get your TikTok views up.
No, I'm not.
Why are you going to spoil it? Why don't you hold it for the Fanatics?
I'm going to do a special video of me going to the Arby's. I'm not going to review the burger. I'm just going to go to Arby's and drive people to listen to the Thursday show.
If I see your little ass post this up on the ticker talker, the gram, or the book of faces, since you didn't made up with Zuckerberg.
I did.
You know, you didn't made good with Zuck. If you front sell this, I'm be mad because I'm not gonna go get it until before the show.
What do you mean if I front sell it?
Don't spoil it. I want to hear what you have to say here on the show.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just record me going to the Arby's to purchase it, telling people what I purchased, and then if they want to hear the review, they need to listen to us on the Thursday show.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I hear you clucking, big chicken. I think you will change your tune when you see this. Now, when it comes to flavor, see, now I don't want to talk much about this.
Okay, well, don't talk about it.
Oh, my God, that's all I got.
Go nerd out. What was the first thing you wanted to nerd out? Because you went to the burger after I said that you can nerd out on food.
I know.
I want to hear about the first thing. But before you even get into the other nerd, I believe we are up on a break.
You are. Your belief is correct. We are up on a break. 3 minutes past it, according to my clock. But
well, yes, 1 minute before it, according to my clock.
Okay, well, your clock is slower. Well, my clock is fast.
I put us at 7:10.
Oh, yeah.
So I went off at the
7. I'm at 27 minutes right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, I nerd out. And listen, I'm going to tell you this now. If you're listening to this on audio, you might want to pause the show. Pause. And go watch it because I have some visuals. It's show and play nerd day here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm
not
going to write that down.
We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. That was pretty damn good, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I do my makeup every single show day on Thursdays, but people won't see us if they don't know where to go. They can go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe to my beautiful face.
It's not just your face. It's all of our faces. My face is there. D-Tay's face is there. Little D's face is sometimes there.
Well, sometimes, yeah, he's on that N-word time.
But you're absolutely right, D.A. We go through a lot to look good on our live stream. So we like to invite everyone to catch us out on our live stream. And the one greatest thing about the live stream is that people can interact with us.
I mean, they can comment live time and then they'll be on the show.
And become part of the show.
Can I say like, comment, and subscribe again?
Say like, comment, and subscribe again.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Again.
Again.
Our show streams live on Facebook on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then you can watch us the next day on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fatguyradioshow. It's amazing. Only thing about that on YouTube the next day, you can comment, but it won't be on the show.
I mean, but we'll see it because we watch me all the time on the playbacks.
Well, I'm on the show too, dear.
I usually skip forward.
Where do you think AK-47, Lady K, Martha Moo, and all those guys and gals get their fame from?
Me?
No commenting on our live stream, dear.
Oh, on... Live on Bookface.
Live on Facebook, Thursdays at 7 p.m.
What time again?
7
p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
I'll see you there, maybe.
You have to be there, D.A. You're part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, this ain't gonna have to burn.
No, that was the last commercial.
Oh.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Summer savings are coming in hot at Walmart.com. Coming in hot. As I was zooming down Happy Valley Road yesterday night, I was coming up on a light because Happy Valley Road has this stretch of road that there's like 3 miles before there's another light. And I was coming in. I was like, I'm coming in hot like the savings at Walmart. Through the Walmart banner on our website. Take advantage of Walmart's sizzling summer specials on tech, home, pool, and apparel. Score hot finds at super low prices. Shop today and every day through the Walmart banner at FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
Might want to cut that last part out. All right. Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. Okay, so I've been doing diorama building, and it's called diorama building, but it's more been architectural design.
Okay.
And basically what's behind it is I watched YouTube videos.
Mm.
And if you listen, I believe we discussed it on Afterburn, right? Did we discuss?
Was it Afterburn or was it just a regular show?
I don't know. They all roll together. Like, but anyway.
2 weeks ago.
Everything I watch on YouTube, I want to become that. It's really bad. You know what I should be watching on YouTube? Fat Guy Radio Show. Maybe I'll become a better host. But nevertheless.
Oh, I thought you were going to watch bodybuilding. Maybe you'll become a buff guy radio show.
That was hurtful. So I've been watching.
And less fat.
Did I tell you that my
doctor?
Maybe
you should watch what you eat.
Hey, I did do YouTube chicken and that didn't go over too well. I did it again and it went over very well. Boosted up the lemon. I should have juiced it up the first time. Sidebar, I made lemon peppercorn chicken off of YouTube. A black dude's hand was making lemon peppercorn chicken off of YouTube. And I made the chicken the first time, it didn't come out too good. I did it again and I juiced it up this time. He just squeezed the whole lemon into the marinade. I put the whole juice of the lemon plus some lemon zest.
Okay.
He did like 2 sprigs of rosemary. I did 4.
Okay. Okay.
And I used my Lowry seasoning. My Lowry seasoned salt.
He didn't even add any seasoning.
No, he just said use your favorite seasoning. And last time I just used salt and pepper and that didn't do it. So I did Lowry seasoning this time.
You YT'd it up.
Yeah. I put some raisins in it. So, and it came out a whole lot better. You know, use my cast iron skillet better, but cast iron skillet is getting better more and more. I cook out of it. It's beautiful. It's just beautimous. All right. On to my other one. So I've been watching diorama building on YouTube and I decided to start teaching myself how to do this. If you saw the amount of boxes from Walmart, from diorama supply companies that are stacked in my living room, you would be disgusted. I don't even think you can get in my front door with how much crap. However, I have completed my first design and I bring it here. Now, I also brought what I think is one of the most diabolical diorama building tools. When I got this thing, I was like, this thing is going to kill me.
What?
I don't even know what its original name is. Let me grab it. Pad. Beautiful pad. All right. So this. You looking?
Yeah, I'm looking.
This.
Ooh, what?
It is the most diabolical looking. Now this here. Oh, I should go to my. What is it? 3?
Number 3.
Okay. Look at that. That's a blade. And you slide wood or whatever into this thing and then you squeeze it and it chomps it in half. Okay. You can also set it at an angle with this little angle thing here. And it's got little markings on it. Told you this is the day for YouTube. It's got little markings and stuff on it. This thing is the most diabolical looking, like, I don't even know what you call it, but.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's basically pliers with a massive blade on it. And as you can see, I've used the blade and it's a very, very sharp blade and it came with more blades. But this has got to be the most diabolical looking piece of diorama building equipment I have ever seen in my life. I didn't even know this existed until I saw someone on YouTube have one, and I researched it and found it under diorama supplies. Ain't this thing mean looking?
What is it called?
I don't know. It's a chopper, wood chopper thingy. I think it's called a hand chopper or something of that nature. It's about, I don't remember what it was called. But dude, this thing is just gnarly looking. And it's heavy. It's got some weight to it. There was cheaper ones, but I wanted to get the one that I saw on YouTube. But okay, what this does is that it allows you to chop through wood, you know, like a popsicle stick, very easily. But this is the most diabolical thing I have. I also have, I made a refrigerator, and I'm proud of my refrigerator.
You made a refrigerator?
I made a diorama refrigerator.
That is actually, hold up, number three. Okay. That is actually,
it's a side by side with a pull out drawer at the bottom.
The exact model that you have.
Yeah. And
that is not bad.
Here's the secret. It's made out of foam.
Okay.
And it's covered in wood texture and then painted. And I got this little butt sticking out of it so that that's someplace I can hold it. So when it goes into the diorama, you just cut this little butt part off and then you slide it in. But it's a little diorama refrigerator.
That is pretty cool.
Right?
That is actually legit.
Now, I sent you a picture of this earlier and I brought the whole thing in. I trundled it in and I was walking through the building here and people were, you know, I tried to sneak in through the back door, but people were just like looking at me like, is that a fat guy carrying a house? Yes, it was a fat guy carrying a house. I brought in my entire house model made out of paperboard that I did myself with this diabolical tool and a lot of X-Acto knives and stuff. And I have it and I want to show it off because I think it's beautiful.
I want to see it again.
You're going to literally see what my house is to look like. I'm fat. All right, here we go. This is, it fell apart. This is what my house looks like.
That actually looks better than the one you sent me.
Yeah. Now, what's so cool about this model?
Why does it look different than the one you sent me?
It's the same thing. Maybe it was the camera angle. So this is the front two-car garage.
I don't know, I'll pull up the picture of the one you sent me because maybe
I sent you this. This is exactly what I sent you.
No, I
guarantee you this is.
No, it's not. And if it is not,
I guarantee you this is what I sent you. Is he looks at his phone?
Hold on. Let me turn it to the front again.
This is the front.
No, turn it more to the front door.
That is the front door.
All right, tilt it. All right. Can you hit camera three for me real quick?
Camera three? Yeah. Zoom in?
Yeah. All right. Again.
Good Lord.
Okay. Yeah. Nah.
It's the same thing.
It's similar, but there are things you completed more than what you showed me.
The roof was off when I sent it to you.
Yeah. What, zoom out and I'll show you.
Okay.
So this is what I received, which doesn't look as well put together as yours.
Okay, that was a very quick picture because we were on the phone at the time that I took that
exactly.
picture.
Exactly. That's why I'm taken aback because, like I said, that looked good and everything, but what you're showing me now is like light years ahead of that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Now this one's really cool. What I couldn't show you in the picture is that this one is my reference model. And it comes apart. And you can see inside the house.
Okay.
So you can look down. You can see the stairs in the... Let me see if I can go to three again. You can see the stairs in the background. Let me see. Yeah. You can see the stairs in the background. You can see the stairs...
Going
down into the basement.
Okay. I see your landing.
See the landing up top.
Yeah.
And then this roof comes off too. And you can see into all of the bedrooms.
Okay. Okay.
And then you can also see where
the master
is actually extended over the kitchen. And there is a new walk-in closet. This is a new walk-in closet. This is like a little office nook with a corner window. This is a walk-in closet straight across from the bathroom.
Okay.
And you've been in my house, so you know the reference. So this,
yeah, because
this is like the walk up to my bedroom door.
Okay. And then to my left, which is your right, is the bathroom. Then your little wall, your hall closet, and then your two bedrooms.
Now, the hall closet that's by my front door now, that you know is existing now, is not there in this model. It's
I'm talking about up top.
Oh, yeah. And also, this part comes apart, too. So now you can just see all of the downstairs.
Okay.
So this
so
is...
that's your garage.
This is the garage.
And you're going to put a... You want an outdoor access?
Access door? Outdoor to the garage. Okay. And then these are the stairs that go up. And then this over here is the... What's the formal dining room now, which will turn into the basement entrance. Okay. And then the kitchen is here. And then the dining moves up front. And then this is outside the patio.
Okay.
Backyard patio.
Okay. And then are you getting rid of your washer and dryer room and powder room? Because I don't see that.
It's still there. It is right here.
So that one should be the powder room.
I can't. I'm seeing it upstairs. This is the powder room. This is the laundry room.
Okay. I see it now. I see the door now. I didn't see the door because of the way you're holding it.
Oh, yeah.
So I see it now.
Yeah. So this is the powder room and this is the laundry room across. And then this is this is where the hot water heater and stuff is.
Okay. Okay. I like it.
Right? So it's
I like it.
This is my little diorama building geeky moment. And I built this model because I wanted to be able to have something to reference for when I build the big model with the lights and stuff. This is the bedroom. It even has a support beam going across the bottom of it. You see that?
Yeah, so that it actually stays on.
So that's like that's the bedroom, the master bathroom, and the walk-in closet. And then these are the two bedrooms in the front of the house. Those pop back on.
That is so cool.
And then we got the roof.
Is the roof on fire?
We don't need no water. Let the mother trucker burn.
Burn, mother trucker.
So there's the roof. And then the living room.
Yep.
Attaches like so. Yeah. That's architectural design at its best.
Yeah, you went and put your foot in this diorama.
Right? I told you. I mean, YouTube people, this is all YouTube learning. YouTube University at its best.
And that's the reference model because you're going to make a bigger model that your refrigerator actually, because if you put your refrigerator in there now, that's the whole front door.
No, the refrigerator is the size of the whole side of the house. And this refrigerator that I have here is actually not going to fit the new scale model. Because the new scale model, I scaled the one that I'm doing that's going to be like the with all the landscaping and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bigger than this one. But the new scale model, I scaled it up a little higher because I've been looking into more YouTube videos with lighting. I want to install lights in the house in the final model. You can put working lights in dioramas.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, so this is what, and you like my front, you like the front door?
I really do.
So you know this right here is on the other side of this wall that's in my house now is a closet, coat closet. That goes away and we put these long slat windows in.
Okay.
And then the long slat windows, I don't have it in this model, but I decided to do it. The long slat windows will go above the stairs too.
Okay. And then now, question. Is the reason why you're getting rid of that closet because you don't have people who come over?
Yeah.
And you pretty much throw your stuff into the garage /washroom now?
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
And I don't go anywhere, so yeah. I think I use my washer and dryer like, what, once a month now?
Which is great.
actually.
Kind of, but it's sad at the same time. I even have the sidewalk up to the front door right there.
You do. That's pretty dope.
This is all paperboard.
I'm impressed.
How cool is this backyard impressed. Going to be, though, with the extended patio? I don't know if I want to make this a door off of the master bedroom out here.
Yeah.
But I know this is all visual, folks. I'm sorry. This is a radio show. We're doing visual effects. But
yeah, like we said, it's show and play nerd day. All right. So you better go to YouTube, watch the video. If you're not watching live, pause. Go to YouTube, watch the replay, and then you'll be able to see what we're talking about here.
Yeah, but this is literally like my house modified.
I like it. I am thoroughly impressed with you.
So the picture that I sent you didn't do it justice.
No.
Oh, man. No.
Also, like the shading and everything. Not to mention the parts falling down, but the shading kind of made the front of the house look a little undone. Seeing it now, I'm like, yo, you're light years ahead of what you showed me.
Like even that little window seat that's in my son's room.
Yeah.
That's there.
Yeah, because I see the little bump out,
you know?
Yeah.
A lot of, dude, I measured my entire house.
I bet you did, because you said that one right there is literally 1/24th scale.
Right. And this is not what my house currently looks like.
No, this is what I aspire it to be.
This is the craziest idea, and I don't know what AK-47 said off of Facebook Live. I apologize. Oh, wait, I have it on my phone. She says, that's snazzy. Thank you, AK. It's snazzy. Why do I want to tear my house down and rebuild it to this? I don't know. It's the most insane idea I've ever had in my life next to starting this. Why would you want to tear down a perfectly good house and rebuild it to be a perfectly better house?
I don't know. Because you want it to be better?
I mean, my house ain't bad now. Number, the biggest thing that you can't see out of this model is through this window, the stairs to the basement. That's the biggest thing. My home doesn't have a basement now. And then I was talking to my computer construction guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking him,
Wait, question.
Uh-oh.
When you say computer construction guy, does this guy construct computers or does this guy do construction with computers, as in he can build out your construction site and everything through his computer? Because that's a very misleading title.
He builds houses and he works on computers.
Wouldn't even have thought that. So he is literally a computer and construction guy.
Yeah, slash.
So you just put it together. You don't say the slash. You just say my computer construction guy.
Yeah, you know who he is. You know who I'm talking about.
We may or may not have us slam that guy.
Yeah, he may or may not make an appearance on this show. And we slam him in person.
Oh, that's gonna be hilarious.
I know, but I gotta get him to write sign a DNA. So anyway,
DNA or NDA?
NDA, damn it.
Yeah, because hey, I'm like, why you gotta have him sign his blood?
Hey, have you ever gotten a Big Mac for Burger King? No, listen. So why would you want to? I forgot where I was going to go with this. Oh, I know.
You said you went to your computer construction guy.
I was talking to my computer slash construction guy, my computer colon construction guy. And I was like, can you put a basement in a home that doesn't have a basement? And we started Googling. It is totally possible.
Is it really?
It is 100% possible.
Without tearing down the house?
No, there's two ways. You can do it by tearing down the house, or you can do it in your current home. It's more expensive, believe it or not, to do it in your, to a current existing standing home, because then you have to worry about the home basically collapsing upon itself when you adjust the home's foundation. Versus bulldozing the entire home or starting from fresh and digging down, which is what I want to do.
So you're going to scrap your whole home.
Bulldoze it all the way down to dirt.
and then redo it.
Yeah, dude, I'm so into this, and I don't know why this is so dumb. It literally is dumb for me to do this.
Why is that dumb?
Because, dude, my house is fine, other than the crumbling foundation that I have and
exactly. You have a crumbly foundation. So we're gonna pull down the whole house, build a basement, fix the foundation, and then build from the ground up.
I think
that's great. Now,
yes,
it's funny that you say that because
isn't it funny?
I've gotten into this thing where I've been looking at houses. I want to buy a new house.
Oh, Jesus, don't.
I know, in this economy, right? But
you can buy my house like four times for what you're going to pay for one house in this economy.
Well, that's I'm kind of waiting for the bubble to bust because it's going to.
I don't want the bubble to bust because then where do you think I'm going to get the money to bulldoze my house?
Well, where are you going to get the money to bulldoze your house right now? That's what I'm saying. But anyways,
yes.
when I do purchase a house, like there's a house that I've been looking at, and this house. Like signs are saying I need to buy this house.
We're gonna slide by break 45, by the way. We'll break it at top of the hour.
Okay. Because this house is screaming my name. It's on my grandmother's block. That's one.
That means it's I'm not gonna guess its age because down there in your grandmother's neighborhood, there'd be a 40-year-old home right next to a 5-year-old home.
Yeah. But it is an older home. But the thing is inside, I kind of want to just gut it. Like, so my whole thought process is whatever house I get, I want to keep the outside looking the same. Run down and beat.
See, that's my thing. Well, not to be run down and beat, but my thing in my neighborhood is because I love my neighborhood. Even though Barney Fife and Betty White are nosy as hell, I love my neighborhood. I love the positioning of my home. The only thing I wish it was is that, my master bedroom wasn't, sun exposure. But other than that, I love everything about my neighborhood. And the one thing that I'm focusing on is similar to what you're saying. I want, even though it's going to be a new build, it's got to look like everybody else's house from the front. I do not want to offset the obstetrics of the neighborhood. It's got to be rebuilt just like it looks now.
Yeah.
After it's rebuilt, and then all the magic can happen behind the front door.
Exactly. And I want the inside to look like I want. And the reason why I want my house to look run down because the houses on my grandmother's neighborhood, they don't look the best. So if I redo the whole house and like I make the front look like better than everyone's, like it's going to be like, okay, well, that's the newest house, you know?
Yeah. And it's going to draw attention. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Exactly. So I kind of want to keep it. Because it's brick and everything. I kind of want to keep it with that. Like, even if I tear it down and put it back up.
Don't tear down brick, bro.
That's what I don't want to. But, mm-hmm. I would want a basement. If you're saying we can do it, I want
Now,
it.
Listen. I was reading on the internets. A brick home, it has a different style of foundation.
So, it might be easier to do it.
It's easier to have a basement added because the brick sustains their own weight. If you start moving dirt under a slab foundation, the walls that are attached to that slab are going to start to move because the walls are nothing but wood and paper.
That makes sense.
A brick home, it's actually putting weight and it's holding itself in place. So they would have to go through a wall, but it's easier to put a basement in a brick home foundation than it would be a stucco and wood build that, sticks and paper build that I have.
Okay, cool.
It'd be easier to do that. Well, more expensive, though.
And I understand that, and I would be cool with that. But that's the whole thing, because the whole house, I want to gut in from the inside out and just leave the outside standing, gut everything in, and redo it so that when you walk into the house, you're like, yo, this doesn't match anything from the outside.
Right.
You want to step in. I want you to step in. Like you just walk through the front doors of Jurassic Park. Like you walk in and you just can't believe your eyes. You're starstruck and in awe.
Like they just walked into like a totally different place. I'm on you on that same thing. This is just such the wildest dream I have ever had. And I don't know why. There is no reason for me to be doing this. No reason whatsoever. Other than the fact that it's just one of those things that's gotten in my craw. that I cannot get out. I have to do this. I don't know.
Do you get food in your craw all the time?
I don't get food in my craw. I put craw in my food, but my fish craw sometimes. See that I did there? But I don't know why I'm doing this. This is absolutely insane. And here's the thing. I built out my little crafts room in my son's old room.
Yeah.
And I get lost in there, man. I get lost. I'd be lost in the sauce with me and my angry pliers.
That we're calling them now, angry pliers.
We're just going to call these angry pliers that try to take off my finger. I mean, you could lose a fingertip in these bitches. I'm telling you this right now. So it's just me and my angry pliers in there, dude. And I'm just like, tomorrow delivery, not tomorrow, Saturday delivery.
DiGiorno.
I got my foliage, my grass. I found this really cool, like wet cement decoupage type gel that you can put down with a brush and then it makes it look like cement. And that's what I'm going to use to lay the slab for the garage and the sidewalks and the side trail on the side of the house.
Okay.
And the footer. And if you notice, there's a step up to the house.
Okay.
There's a two-step step up to, let me see. Yeah. There's like a little step up right there at the entrance.
I noticed that, and I also noticed that there's a step up in, a two-step step up in your garage.
In the garage. So the house is actually elevated. And the reason why I did that, again, I'm studying architecture too. I did that because at the end of the day, the whole entire house is actually going to be probably about 3 feet higher than it is now. And in the back, there's an additional 6 feet into the backyard. And you know how big my backyard is. Me losing 6 feet ain't going to have no effect. Actually, what it's going to do is that it's going to line up the back of my yard right to Cat Lady's end of her house. Her house is that far back on her lot. So I'm not going to be going in. And that was another thing that me and my computer slash construction guy were talking about was, zoning, how far a structure has to be from a fence and things like that.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to be, one of the things that's going to be really, really bad if I go through with this, it's going to piss off all my neighbors. They're going to be mad with all the construction trucks and the street. Dude, I look so deep into this with my boy. We were looking at, because we were talking about basement and he brought up something that I hadn't thought about. Water drainage. When you flush your toilet, how does your water get to? We researched and found out where the sewer lines are in my neighborhood. Luckily, all the sewer lines run under the street.
Okay.
So he was like, well, you got to worry about drainage. The sewer lines, I found out by looking on the city planning zone website or whatever it is I Googled, the sewer lines sit under the street 23 feet. The basement, which would be the bottom of my home, would go into the ground roughly 10 feet. We still have enough angle for drainage.
Nice.
And all of the power lines and everything to the homes in my neighborhood are all buried in the street. Nothing runs into the runs in the backyards. Like some homes have alleys. My home doesn't have an alley, but nothing is running in the backyard. The only thing that we have to do is we have to bring out a geologist or a earth person to actually see what's the condition of the earth, if it's clay, if it's rock, if it's molten lava.
Okay, so you got to get Toph, the world's best earthbender.
Yeah, I got to get the earthbender guy out to my house, and they take a oil drill thing, and they drill down as far as, and they go past what I want to go.
Okay.
And they drill down and they pull up and it shows you what's all under the house. And I'm hoping that it's just, dirt.
Most likely it is, because if there was like any kind of Texas tea or anything over there, they wouldn't have built a house there.
I mean, my last name is Clampett. There might be some oil down there.
This ain't Dallas. It is Glendale. All
right. Here's the thing. Here's this concern. One of the concerns, though, that my construction / computer guy brought up. I'm near a mountain. So there may be a good chance that, what do they call it? not the soft dirt, but the really, really compact, hard, almost rock dirt. I can't remember what it's called. But basically, it's like impenetrable, and they would have, the only way to get through it is to blast it with dynamite.
Oh,
he says that's the only thing that I might run into, is that I might have a shelf from the mountain. That's, you know, I have a full blown mountain close by, and then I have a little small hill near my home too. So he says I might run into, I can't remember what that's called, that layer of earth that you have to get through.
I don't know. I'll probably find it out on this next commercial break.
Yeah, maybe on this. But anyway, dude, I'm doing this. This is stupid of me. Thank you for nerding me out, folks. It's a day for YouTube. If you're listening to the audio, I know we were describing stuff that I was holding up, especially with my angry pliers. That's what I'm going to do. This is for now. And that's all. I think that's all I brought in. Yeah, that's all I brought in. I wanted to bring in my hardwood floor testing, but I forgot. I forgot to bring it, so I'm just gonna go doing this next commercial break. I'm gonna go in this refrigerator and grab me a sandwich. All right, we're up on a break, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break right here, and on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody, you might not know who I am, but my uncle is the star of this show, and my daddy is on this show. So yes, I'm talking about Uncle Corey and my daddy, DJ Little D. Now I'm doing this commercial to tell you to tell all your friends to listen to the show and buy the bonus show afterward. Now I'm only 10 years old, so I can't buy the bonus show, but you are old enough to buy the bonus show, so why don't you just buy it? Don't all big people have all the money? It just makes sense. So go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterbird and subscribe. I promise you, if you do, I'll tape another commercial, because who doesn't like a cute little girl's voice on the radio? And sorry, my sister was making all that noise.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This portion of the show is brought to you by our bonus show, Afterburn. Hello, I'm Mike LaBlaze of Afterburn. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and Afterburn, but also millions of you out there. Well, my team and I want to purposely thank each and every one of you for your support. And we want to pass the savings directly on to you. At Afterburn, we have hundreds of laughs, including cuss words, fights, obscene gestures, and flashes of nudity. We are offering the best show ever for the best prices ever. For example, you get stories about babies being knocked out. Stories that shock. What a concept. So go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn now and sign up today. Thank you and God bless. Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
That's pretty good.
Oh, you know where that's from, right?
Oh, yeah.
That stupid My Pillow guy. Yeah, that's what happens when you attach yourself to someone that brings your business down. All right, welcome back to the Showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know,
I feel like we're up on another break.
No, we're not.
From what I've written, we should be at, this should be like the 8 o'clock break right here.
This is the last one.
Yeah. Okay, but we missed the 7:45 one, right?
Yeah, you missed me saying we're going to slide by 7:45. By the 45
break. I thought we were just doubling up. I didn't know we were.
Oh, no, no, no. We just, there's no sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, then F745.
Well, we bumped the 45 break. All
right. Cool.
Thanks for making me say that there's no sponsor. All right, ladies and gentlemen, info at BDB Radio Network if you're interested in advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right. So, DT has a beautiful hat. And I want to take this next bit that we normally do on the show, mm-hmm. and I kind of want to change it up since you blew a hole in it last time. Not bitch of the year, but is this a bitch of the year?
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was like, what? When have I ever blown a hole in any of our segments? But that one was because you're trying to put the blame on two people when the blame solely should have been on one person, with the other one being an accomplice but not solely responsible for the blame.
You're not gonna let that go, are you?
I am not.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is now the new segment that is besqueeping the nation. Is this a bitch of the year?
Hold up, wait. Because before you go into it, because this is a, is this a bitch of the year? All those were definitive bitches. We have to add a bitch? It's an inquisitive bitch.
Dude, going in there and pulling all those bitches out of that guy from whatever that show is, I ain't doing that again.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm going to...
You'll finish it off.
I'll finish it off. I'm just saying, before you go bitch. In, you got to wait for me to go, bitch.
All right, well, let's do it again, ladies and gentlemen, okay. Right here. See, look, folks, this is the creative mind at work.
Bitch.
All right, bitch of the year isn't a bitch of the year. Beaverton Police.
All right, already sound kind of bitchy.
Beaverton Police said that a thief reportedly ordered a woman to get the child out of a car that he stole. Beaverton, Oregon. Beaverton police say a man stole a woman's car with her young son inside, then quickly turned around, returned the child to his mother, and then scolded the mother for leaving the child in the car unattended. It happened just after 9 a.m. Saturday outside Basic Meat Market. Wow, wait a dial it in, Beaverton. Basically, hey, where you go get the Wagyu burgers for Arby's? From the Basic Meat Market. The woman told police she left her
Wait, hold up. They won't have Wagyu there because it's basic meat. Wagyu's not basic.
Well, you can go and get basically something that's near basically Wagyu.
There you go.
You know?
Wagyu.
it'd be Wagyu with a Z.
Swag Zagu?
What were those? It'd be Bar Z Wagyu.
Okay. Bar Z Wagyu.
Bar Z Wagyu. The woman told police she left her 4-year-old son in the silver Honda Pilot, one of my Honda people, with the engine running to do some quick shopping at the store. A store employee was the first to notice the thief backing out the woman's car. The mom rushed outside and watched as he drove away, then turned into a nearby parking lot and came back. The thief criticized the woman for leaving her son in the car. Police said he ordered her to get her son out of the car, and then he stole the car again. The boy in the back seat was unhurt. Beaverton police spokesman defended the mom, saying that the store was surrounded by glass windows, allowing her to keep an eye on her child. So, who is the bitch, if anybody is the bitch? You got a dude that stole a car, caught a baby in it, but was kind enough to return the baby. But the only reason why the baby was in the car is because the mama got out of the car to go buy some stockings in a store that's got glass windows. I don't know about you, but I'm finding a double bitch award here. But, here we go. What say you?
Detail. No double bitch in
this. Is this a bitch of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
And the bitch belongs to the mother.
The mother?
And here's the reason, Corey. There's multiple reasons. Reason number one. The robber, the thief, was very correct to scold her for having the baby unattended in the car.
I don't know all how right? you're going to justify this, but go ahead.
All right. Because children should not be left in cars, especially running cars. Okay. All right.
The AC because was on her. The heat was on.
I understand that. I understand that. But the thing is no matter how many times have you run into a store saying, I'm going to get just one thing and end up getting more than that. You can never really gauge your time on how long you're going to be in that store. Regardless of the windows or not, that mother, first priority should not have been shopping. It should have been her child. So that child should have been with her. So I give kudos to the thief for returning the baby and scolding the mother. Now, the reason number two why this woman is the bitch in this situation is because had the keys not been in the car to cool her child while she shops, there would have been no opportunity for that thief to steal her vehicle. So we wouldn't even have a story if it wasn't for her leaving the keys in there with her child.
So you're giving the Bitch of the Year award or the Bitch of the Year nomination to the protagonist of the whole entire story.
She's the antagonist.
She's the antagonist. The antagonist of the whole story, because if she had not made
some self-inflicted steps,
she would not have, none of this story would have happened. The thief would have came up to the Basics meat market and would have found the locked car and no little boy inside of it.
Exactly.
So if she didn't, so she caused
the cause thief, and effect.
She caused the thief to steal her car.
Corey, how many times have you seen a running car and just been like, man, I should probably take that?
BMWs, yes.
When you were a kid walking down the mean streets of South Phoenix.
Okay, walking. Let's stop right there. Explain
when you were a kid. When you were a kid, getting pushed down the mean streets of South Phoenix in that shopping cart by your friend.
You don't know my life. You don't.
Don't tell me y'all didn't see that car. I know your friend saw the car. And was like, we should take this car, but it wasn't running. But when y'all saw the running car, he was like, yo, we definitely need to take this car because I'm tired of pushing you. He didn't push you in the car. He literally just tied the cart to the back of the car.
Tell me you were from the ghetto South Side without telling me you were from the ghetto South Side.
Exactly.
Dude, we played in shopping carts all the time, you ass face.
I know, because I did it too. It's like a Southside staple.
I went down there yesterday just to ride in a shopping cart pushed by a homeless pregnant lady.
But that's what I'm saying, man. Like, we were walking on the street wishing one of these cars were unlocked and just had the keys in them, because it'd make it so much easier.
Little D used to actually try to open up the doors of cars to see if there was one open. He actually found a couple of cars that the cars were unopened. And this was before cars had automatic locking doors.
Yeah.
You know, so I could see that, but dude, I think that
You know that the car is going to be unlocked because you got it running. So you're not going to lock your keys in your car running.
And it's Beaverton, Ohio, and it's still chilly up there. So he probably saw the little vapors coming out the tailpipe. And then he jumped in the car seat, looked over his shoulder as a 4-year-old back there singing Baby Shark. And he busted you. He turned the car back and then scolded the mom and then still stole her car. Because according to reports, the stolen Honda Pilot was recovered in Portland on Saturday night.
And see, this is why he's not a bitch. All right,
the thief he's a thief, not a bitch.
Exactly, because he knew he's going to get arrested. He knows he's going to get arrested. If he doesn't get away, he's going to get arrested, right? But instead of having a kidnapping charge, all he has is Grand Theft Auto and joyriding. So. Which are way lesser charged than kidnapping. He refused. And that's another reason why he scolded her. He's like, how dare you? How dare you try to plant a baby in this car to give me 25 to life for kidnapping when all I wanted to do was joyride to Portland?
It's all he wanted to ride that's to all Portland. I wanted. And that lady, that mama, screwed up that thief's plan by leaving that baby in the back seat singing Shark Doo 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 Doo.
And here's another thing. that makes her a bitch.
Oh, wow. You really going in on this
mama. I'm really
going
in because I don't think she really wants the kid. Oh. I think she left him in there on purpose, hoping that
he would someone get kidnapped.
Would, exactly. But when it came back, she's all like, darn it, how dare you know my plan and spoil it for me. That's why he scolded her even more.
So he was, so he she went back. She
what,
went,
the, what the news report didn't say was after he dropped the baby off and scolded her, he left, realized he didn't give her enough scolding, and came back, scolded her again,
mm-hmm.
kicked her in the butt, then ran. Oh, drove off a second time.
I thought he was going to kick her in the camel toe. Here's what I... So you're saying that the mama didn't want the baby.
Exactly. Mama didn't want the baby.
So the mama left the baby in the car with a steel car take baby sign on top of it, like one of those little taxicab advertisements that light up and drive down downtown Phoenix. So yeah. She had one of those on the car. So that's why you are given the Bitch of the Year nomination to the yam bag.
Exactly. Here's another reason why she's the bitch, though. and here's how you know she
you
didn't want the baby.
You gonna triple down on this, mama? Yes, she almost lost her baby, man.
She didn't want the baby, and here's how you know. Here's how you know. Because how many women do you know leave None. Their kids in the car when they go shopping at the Basic Meats?
Okay.
All right? And the thing is like, okay, some people are listening to the show like, well, why didn't she leave him at home? Because she couldn't get a sitter.
She couldn't.
Right? She was mad. She couldn't get a sitter.
Kid was bad.
And the only reason she didn't take him to the store is because mama needed that 5 minutes of alone time. Oh, I'm sorry. You couldn't use the bathroom alone, so you think you can shop alone? Sorry, you shouldn't open your legs and have a kid. All right? Alone time is out the window.
Now, how dare you? I may or may not be aware of a story where some kids may have been left in the car in a Church's Chicken parking lot, but that's beside the point. You know what I'm saying?
And I happen to know on good authority she didn't want the baby.
For you show historians, if you are Afterbirth subscribers, you know that story. All right, if you don't know that story, subscribe your ass to Afterbirth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, we did it.
Yeah, we did.
We did it. I will say this, folks, not to front.
And mama's a bitch.
Not to front sell it, but a lot of new shaking ups come in the Fat Guy Radio Show, so stick around. Lots of really cool thing, maybe some blasts from the past, some faces and voices from the past, and some new faces and voices that you may see popping in here and there. So stick around for all of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Don't forget about our monthly show, After Boing. Subscribe now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Give Fat Guy Radio Show Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter and YouTube pages a like and a follow, please. Good night, AK-47. Love and hearts to you as well. Tell everybody you know about the show when they ask you what's it all about through your mask. Come on, people. Tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
Oh, what's good?
Doug the DA Andrew in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
And my little brother DJ Little D in absentia.
Holla.
We're going to have a long absentia list coming. And for Corey Blaze in absentia.
I'm fat.
With our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.